producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And welcome to the vernal equinox. I think this is the one where you're supposed to be able to take an egg and it'll line up. You ever done that? A raw egg? You can't hard-boil that. You can't do.
No. What's it supposed to do?
You're supposed to be able to take a raw egg. Maybe I should try this. Maybe I should have tried it before I was on the air, but then I'd have to clean it up if it didn't work. I'll do it after. All right. So supposedly today is the only day of the year you can do it. For some unbeknownst reason, the vernal equinox, which would be today, that you can take an egg and you can put it on its axis, on its apex, you know, the skinny end of the egg.
Right.
And it will stand up because of the alignment of the Earth and, I guess, the moon.
I have serious doubts about that. I just have to tell you.
Do you happen to have an egg with you?
I just ate my last egg for breakfast 2 days ago.
Well, it was probably, was it hard boiled or, you scrambled or something?
Okay. I fry them.
Well, I could send you an egg, but by the time you got there, it'd be smelly it would be past the vernal equinox. But you can try it. For all of you at home.
Go to the grocery store tonight.
Yeah, you can do that. If I were you, I would do it on something that's easy to clean because supposedly it works. But if you do it gently enough, I mean, just don't do it from a height, right? Every year at this 4th of July thing I go to, they have an egg toss. And every year they say, oh, wouldn't you like to do it? And every year I say, no, because I would only do it if I could bring my own hard-boiled egg, which, of course, is cheating. So that's not going to work. But you get farther and farther away, and you toss the egg. And clearly the thing to do, there are two clues to it. First of all, you have to arc it, so you know it has to kind of be lobbed. And second of all, when you catch it, you can't just catch it and stop. You have to move back with the momentum of the egg, because otherwise the friction of the egg in your hand and the momentum will crack the egg. So even if you catch it, it's going to get all over you. I have studied this, which is why I don't do it. raw egg's hard to get off. That's gesso, right? That's what you use for murals. Why do I know all this stuff? Why do you guys don't care? All right, I'm going to tell you. This is my vernal equinox sort of stories. So all of you who want to go and try it, just do it gently, all right? And then you can call up and say, wow, Brown, it's really cool. It really works. Supposedly it does. I say supposedly because I don't want to be held responsible for all those broken eggs. All right, it's a Great American Pot Pie Day. That's what you can do with your broken egg.
Make a pot pie.
Mm-hmm.
Do the egg wash.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly over the top to make the crust all shiny and yummy. There you go. See, I'm turning into Chef Joy RD.
That's right.
All right, National Dogs in Politics Day. And the reason it's National Dogs in Politics Day, because you'd say, what? Aren't they all dogs? Because it's the day that Nixon gave his checkers speech. Remember that? And his wife wears a good Republican cloth coat. It was 1952. It was probably when you were gleam in your father's eye.
My father was a gleam in his father's eye.
There you go. All right, checkers speech. I always thought checkers had to do with the coat, but it doesn't have to do with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
There, I can tell you. All right, today in 1642 was the first commencement exercise at Harvard, which is kind of late in the year if you think about it. Wouldn't you want, is commencement the same as graduation?
Yeah.
So why would you have it? Yeah, that's what I would think, too. I mean, commence in theory means start, but I think commencement is you start, you've ended one stage of your life, and you're commencing into the rest. So it seems like more the time of year where you'd start. Let's see if it says anything. It's probably just going to say the same thing, which doesn't really help us at all. Harvard College is one of two schools within Harvard University, founded in 1636, the oldest institution of higher learning. One of the most prestigious. Come on, we need to know what commencement means here.
It is what we think it is. It's a ceremony
graduation.
In which degrees or diplomas are conferred on graduating students.
But that's bizarre. Why would you do that this time of year? This is when school starts, not ends.
Language is weird, and I'm sure language was different in 16-some-odd.
Probably not. Did you know that Harvard's first instructor, who was Nathaniel Eaton, was also its first instructor to be dismissed for over-strict discipline?
Mm-mm.
In 1665, see, I can, this is why they never send me to look anything up. In 1665, Caleb Chisatomuck, who only lived to be 23 years old, was a native indigenous American from the Wampanoag, and he graduated from Harvard, the first Indian to do so in the colonial period. That's pretty cool. There you go. All right, so, see, the next time anybody asks you about Harvard, you can talk about the first Native American who graduated from Harvard. In 1806, Lewis and Clark returned to St. Louis after exploring the Pacific Northwest of the United States. In 1845, the Knickerbockers baseball team, the first baseball team to play under the modern rules, is founded in New York. Now, that's before the Civil War. Now, see, we think of the Knicks, and, you know, the full name of the New York Knicks is the New York Knickerbockers, right? And they were originally a baseball team. I bet Kate didn't know that. 855-993-7569. Kate, did you know all of that about all the Knickerbockers were originally a baseball team before they were a basketball team? Kate, are you
Hello?
There? Hi there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize you were talking to me.
That's okay. It's a bizarre question, and it's perfectly okay to think, why is she asking me this? Tell me what I can help you with today. It's just one of those things. That was just not a very good transition. I didn't mean to confuse the... You can see she's saying, is this Dr. Brown? I just called her to ask her a question. She's asking about the Knicks? What is this? Thank goodness she didn't hang up. Tell me how I can help you.
Oh, yeah. I was just been in a relationship for about 7 years, and it's a 27-year age difference. I'm 47, and they're 74, and we have, this generational gap where, you know, I'm thinking in the generation that I come from, and he's thinking from his generation.
Yeah.
And it just feels, I find we're in awkward positions at times. And especially, you know, in mixed company or whatever, he's called Mr. So-and-so, and I'm called, you know,
Kate.
Just from, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Kate, are the two of you living together at this moment?
No.
Okay.
No, we live separately.
Is it a romance? Is it a love relationship?
Yes.
How come the two of you are not married? Or did you ever want to get married?
No, I just still feel confused about the whole thing, whether it would be the right thing to do.
Well, honey, I mean, I could understand that if you'd met him 6 or 7 weeks ago, but you're talking about 7 years.
Yeah.
Have you been married before?
Never. He has, okay. But I have not yet.
Tell me. I mean, I get it. I get that 27 years is a long time. And the problem is, I mean, to a certain extent with a lot of relationships, let's say that there was a 7 year difference in ages. OK, let's say that you were 47. He was 54. The older you get, the less that difference can make a difference. If one of you was 17 and one was 24, that's a pretty major difference. You're really at very different places in your life. If one of you is 20 and the other's 27, the gap is kind of narrowing a little bit. At 27 and 34, it's less and less you can see. But you're not talking about a 7 year time difference. You're talking about a 27 year time difference. So 7 years ago, he was 67. And 67, a lot of men are still working. They still have most of their teeth. They're usually, you know, quite often kind of healthy. And you probably already begin to see the progression. At 74, and he may be in great shape, but still he's 74. And my guess is that part of what you can see is, do I really want to become his nurse? You know, that he's going to begin having, presumably, some medical issues. And you may, too. I'm not saying that young people don't. But let's look at what appeals to you about this relationship, what the reservations are very specifically, not just the how that age difference turns out. And you've already alluded to a little bit, which we'll go back, and what you want. So let me put you on hold. We'll come right back at you, all right? And I promise no more sports questions. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Joy. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Kate, who has been with her dude for 7 years. Kate, explain to me, the two of you don't live together. How often do you see each other?
We on the weekends. I work during the week.
Okay.
So,
How did the relationship start? Were the two of you, did you work together? How did you two of you meet?
Well, we were both in a support group and met that way.
What was the support group for?
A recovery support group.
Recovery from what?
From alcohol.
Okay. So both of you are clean and sober. So that's great.
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. Before we get into particulars, let's just do the... If you had a magic wand, what would happen with this relationship in the next year, 5 years, whatever?
I like what we have, the friendship and everything, but I guess... maybe I wouldn't be as dependent on him for things.
Okay.
You know.
All right, let's look at that. In what ways are you dependent on him?
Where he helps, you know, supplement some financial obligations that I have.
Okay. Are the two of you sexual with each other?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Does that work for you or not work for you?
Yeah, that's been working, yeah. Yeah, that's been
working. To what extent does he financially help you out? What would you say on a monthly basis?
Let's see. Percentage-wise, I get about probably 15%.
How much money does that actually turn out to be?
Let's see. Probably around, $600.
You have a job, yes?
Yes, uh-huh.
Could you get a job could you get a raise that was worth 10 or 15%?
That's a goal that I've set for myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Let's, for just a moment, let's assume that your boss, if you won the lottery, would you stay with this guy or would you go?
If I won the lottery, I would just kind of let go of my inhibitions and see what happens without the worrying of, you know, the financial part of that part would change and
all right,
just
so,
see what happens.
All right, so what are your inhibitions at this moment?
You know, because he's, you know, being kind, that I need to behave in a certain way. You know, be loyal.
Yeah, yeah. What
you
does
know.
He do that irritates you?
I guess the biggest part is what he wants, you know, how he wants the relationship to be framed. You know, he wants it, you know, with us being, you know, the traditional couple, you know, going to all these places together and, you know, being kind of, you know, hey world.
A couple.
I have shied away from that.
Well, but it sounds like he tolerates your shying away from it on some level. All right,
yes.
So does he want to marry you?
I believe he would in a hot minute if I said yes.
Let me just ask you, because look, this seems to me to be, I mean, I hear where the reservations are, but what if, I mean, look, If the money went away tomorrow, what, I mean, would you lose your, do you rent or you own your own house?
I own my house, yes.
Okay. So could you meet the mortgage payments on it?
Yes.
Okay. So if that money went away tomorrow, where would the limitations in your life occur?
Student loans and things like that would be an issue.
What would be an issue?
I have a lot of student loans. Yeah, I have an enormous amount of student loans that give me anxiety.
Yeah, I hear. So you basically are using his money to pay off your student loans.
Yes.
All right, here, look, there are a couple different ways of thinking about this, because it sounds to me in some ways both of you are getting the worst of all possible worlds right now, because he doesn't know whether you're with him because you care about him or because he's your sugar daddy, or maybe not sugar, maybe saccharine daddy, you know, splendid daddy, because, I mean, he's not completely supporting you, but he is... He's helping you to keep your anxiety about your student loans at least under cover. All right. So he doesn't know where you are about that.
Right.
You feel that you can't be the real you because then he wouldn't be around. But it would seem to me that it may be worth it to you to just be a little bit more honest about who you are and what you want. Because you got yourself really in a terrible position right here, that you're not married to him. Because if you were married to him, I mean, look, all of us make compromises. And if we're married to somebody, we say, okay, you know, I think his mother wears combat boots, but I have to be nice to her because I love him, and he's nice to my mother who gives him a hard time all the time. So, I mean, people make compromises in marriage all the time. And one of the things about marriage is that the moment you say I do, depending on your state and depending on whether he has trusts and he does have kids, quite often the money issues... Depending on the state, you get half of his assets, and he assumes your student debt. Now, there are lots of ways of provisions to not do that, but the point is, if you were married, he gets the assurance that you're committed to him. You get the stability that he really does care about me, and I probably wouldn't do it going directly today to marriage, because it sounds like you're not being the authentic Kate. You're not really telling him what you think. But what if you did that? What if you started being the real you, and that doesn't mean being, you know, a horrible human being, but not feeling like you had to be so nice. So the relationship's going to feel more authentic to both of you. You can figure out whether you really like him or it's just about money. If it's just about money, I'd get a second job and find yourself somebody that you like to be with. He can decide then at that moment that he's crazier about you than he thought he was, and he would be delighted to marry you, and he's always felt like you were holding back, and now you're not, so that's pretty cool. Or he'll decide, ooh, who is this horrible woman? And then you can either negotiate to go back to the situation you are in now, which is you pretending to be nicer than you are, or at least to hold back your feelings, and you can say to him, you know, I'm willing to be with you, and I'm willing to be nice, but I'm not willing to be married to you because it would put too much of a strain on our relationship. Because when I show you who I really am, you're not crazy about that person. It just seems to me that if I were in your shoes, that for your own sense of self, for your own sense of comfort in the world, see what the alternatives are. You can always go back to the situation where you feel like you're being nice for money or because of the money. I mean, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about this a little bit more, because I don't want you to feel like you're walking off the edge of a cliff. But it seems to me that maybe taking a little bit more chance would work for both of you. At least both of you'd have more information. Put you on hold. Be right back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to aquaponicsource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
Extend your life with Extend Overnight.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Kate, who's kind of, I'm not sure you're at a crossroads, but I would try to convince you, I think, Kate, that you're at a crossroads, that she's in a relationship that sounds to me that both of you care about each other, but it's not as honest a relationship as it could be. And if it were more honest, either it would be better for both of you or it would probably break apart. But at least I think you'd probably feel better about it. My guess is he would too. Most people are not terrifically good actors. I mean, you're probably terrifically good at this, but not as good as Meryl Streep. And so he probably is aware when you're kind of swallowing your tongue. And the question is he, are, is she just doing this to please me? Or is she doing it because of money? And I think that if the two of you sat down and had a conversation that said, look, tell me what you'd like. Here's what I'd like. Let's see if we can work this out better. How does he give you your monthly stipend? Does he just write you a check? Does he? How does he do that?
It's electronically.
He just puts it in your bank account?
Yeah.
How did the two of you negotiate that to begin with? How did that start?
Well, yeah, we just talked about it, and he told me, you know, what he felt comfortable with. I told him what my hardship was, and he just kind of talked about what he felt comfortable with.
And how long has that been going on?
Maybe 3 years, maybe.
Yeah. So the first 4 years of your relationship didn't have anything to do with this?
No. We just kind of went all over the place together, doing things, going on trips, having a great time. I mean, he was, you know, funding the trips or whatever.
Yeah.
And he had, you know, been in, you know, a marriage where it ended badly. And, you know, it was like, this was very refreshing for him to, you know, have companionship.
Yeah, without very many strings attached. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long had he been divorced when you met him?
Let's see. Well, he was separated when we actually got together, and then eventually got a divorce. Yeah.
See, I think that's one of the problems is that you started out as the mistress, and now, I mean, look. As far as I'm concerned, it's up to you. I think all of us make compromises in our life, and the question is it a compromise that we can live with, or is it a compromise that really eats away at us? And it sounds to me at this particular moment that if you could be more honest in this relationship, the question is, are you willing to put that $600 a month in jeopardy? And I think that's what it's going to come down to, Cookie. And there, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to it. If the answer
right.
is, yeah, you know, I was there before, I'll do the best I can, or I'll get another job, but I need to be more honest in this relationship. I need to feel like I'm not being kept or I'm not being squelched because there's a price tag attached to it. And so sit down with him and say, look, I think that I've been doing both of us a disservice by being sort of feeling like if I wasn't nice, then you wouldn't like me. And if you didn't like me, you wouldn't continue to subsidize my student loan. And I don't think it's for either of us. So I'm going to try to be more honest and so you feel like I'm more honest with you. I'm more who I really am. I'll feel more comfortable about that. Then let's see how we get. Now, because you can always revert to where you are now. You can also stay where you are now, that you've made kind of an uneasy truce that he'll continue, that hopefully he's in relatively good health, and maybe he's made provisions for you in his will, and you'll just continue this. But I don't think you would have called me if that's where you wanted to be.
Right, because I revealed some of how I felt in... You know, I always look for the keys on his face. I mean, I couldn't even say it in person. I had to send it, you know, in an email. And then I saw him in person later that day, and he was just looked distraught. You know?
Well, it sounds like he really cares about you. And look, he may be perfectly willing. You don't know. See, that's the real problem. You guys remind me to a certain extent of the gift of the Magi. You know, the O. Henry story, where this couple on their first anniversary don't have any money, and so he goes and he sells his pocket watch to buy her a fancy comb. She sells her hair to buy him a gold chain for his pocket watch. And everybody thinks that's a romantic story. And I'm screaming at the book, screaming, all you had to do was talk to each other. None of this would have happened. And just, you know, and that's kind of how I feel about you guys right now. That if, and I do think it has to be face to face. That if you said to him, look, I'm willing to do this, but I'm not willing to do that. And he said, you know, I know you're doing doing me a favor, and it makes me crazy that you're not being honest with me. And I just want you to be happy. I enjoy spending the time with you. I mean, the two of you could have a completely different relationship than you've got now. But both of you, you're selling your hair, and he's selling his pocket watch, and neither of you are talking to each other. It does have to be face to face, Kate. I know it's a difficult decision and difficult discussion, But you can't do it. You can't do it in writing because he needs to be able to talk with you. He, just as you needed to see his face, he needs to see yours. And he may feel that if he, you know, makes a demand on you that you'll leave, or that you know, if he was only giving you $500, you do. I mean, the two of you need to be more honest about each other. If nothing else, you had 4 years where you really had a good time with each other, and it may have been that when he could actually marry you, that's when it changed everything for both of you. That he thought, okay, I want to get married, and you're thinking, well, I like being a mistress. I like, you know, being taken fun places, but now when he wants me there all the time. So talk about it. I mean, the two of you have a whole world of options, but for you to have spent this much time with each other, and let me just tell you kind of what I think is a sad story that directly relates to this, although it's not nearly as sad. I had a friend a bunch of years ago who I had dinner with on a Friday night, and he wasn't feeling very well. And on Monday, he called me and said, I have 6 months to live. He had liver cancer. And he went through, misery. He had surgery, and you know, liver surgery is incredibly dangerous and bloody, and it didn't do any good. And he died almost to the day 6 months later. The sad part, which was not a happy story, but that's not why I want to tell you that. At one point, I said to him, Jeffrey, you have an opportunity that most of us have never had, which is to find out how people really love you. All these people who are coming around and visiting you and spending time with you. And he said the most heartbreaking thing. He said, they're only doing it because of the money. And I said, I just was shocked. I said, what are you talking about? He said, they're either borrowing money for me or making sure that I'm in the will. And I said, Jeffrey, you owe it to yourself as well as to them is to say, there's no money, or I'm leaving it all to mom, and see what happens. You can always go back and bribe them if you want, but you'll never know. And I was just, I burst into tears that here's this man who in his last months on this earth can't even trust that his friends love him. He thinks it's all about money. And the only way to find that out, because he's either right or he's wrong. If he's right, so be it. But there's a chance that he's wrong, and the only way to find that out and to find some peace. And imagine, and I was one of the people who was doing it, and I think I'm the only one who told me that, because I knew I was never going to get any money. I wasn't doing it for money. I'd never ask him for money. I mean, it was just, it had nothing to do with me. But it just broke my heart that he could not take any comfort from he's gay, and most of the guys were gay. All the other people who are in his life other than me were gay. Yeah. And that he couldn't take any comfort from it. And I sort of feel like it's not quite as crucial because, you know, neither of you were dying in the way any different than all the rest of us are dying. But you'll never know. So isn't it worth taking a risk? Because you can always back up. And if you're asking me, would there be scars left from it? Maybe. But the scars, it seems to me, are going to be smaller than the assumptions that both of you are working under at this moment, which is if he knew who I really was, not only would he not like me, but he wouldn't support me. And him believing if I wasn't giving her money, she wouldn't have anything to do with me. Those are terrible burdens. And the two of you are presumably friends and lovers. So you're both of you are inadvertently trashing a really important intimate relationship in your life. And I think the only way to get out from underneath that is to at least verbally explore the possibilities of doing something different and see where both of you get. And both of you, if you have to, can go back to the kind of confusion of today if it's more comfortable. But at least you'll know, and at least you will explore it. And at least,
I can just say, well, hey, you know, I truly, you know, enjoy spending time with you, but I don't want to be one of those relationships where we're, you know, every time you see us, we're like, you know, all hugged up together in places, and I'm identified as, you know, your woman or whatever. I just want to be free to be, you know, when people see me, I want to be identified as Jennifer, as Kate, and not,
not your woman. All right, so I'm going to put you back on hold for 1 second because I'm going to talk about how we do that, because that you got to someplace really important, and I just want to walk you through it, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
you're running your business. And we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed the Dr. Joy Brown Show. We're talking with Kate. And Kate just had a real breakthrough, and I'm very proud of you for that, Kate, because I think that it's hard to do. It's hard to do in this context. It's hard to do in general. But
she said if you were here, you could hear my heartbeat right now. I feel like my heart's the first time
I've touched you. Well, I know, but that's good. That's a good thing. That's how we know you're alive and cooking, sugar. All right, so here's the deal. So if you, so how many days a week do you spend with this dude?
It's usually just the weekends, because I commute to work, so I'm usually you know, tied up all week.
All right, so if you had your magic wand and you wanted to be the Kateness rather than the part of a couple, what would that mean in terms of time? Do you want to have one day a weekend? Do you want to have Friday night? Do you want to have Saturday morning? Do you want him to be with you? Do you want to be with your friends, not his friends? Do you want to be make some friends where both of you go? How would that work?
I would just without him, you know, restricting me, you know, to, you know, if you start this, then this is the way we need to proceed. I would want the flexibility of, you know, us doing things together, some weekends, you know, I just do my own thing.
Okay, that's not going to work for him, and I'll tell you why not. And at the beginning, I think you're going to have to set it up. I can see you evolving to that point, but what he's going to view that as is she's just trying to push away from me.
Okay.
All right, so that's not going to work. What you could do, I mean, and certainly one of the ways of thinking about this, I know a lot of commuter marriages, believe it or not, where they don't even live together during the week. They get together on the weekends. What are the hours of your job?
It's a regular 9 to 5, really.
Okay. So why can't you sort of manage your social life with your friends doing what you want to do Monday through Friday?
Okay.
And so then what you may want to do you have friends in common? Do you have some of the people that you go out with are friends that are your age and people that you knew before you knew him?
Not really. I mean, because all of his friends are, you know, in the program.
Here's what I want you to think about doing. Because if you say to him, look, I want to be able to just call you and say I don't want to spend time with you this weekend, it's not going to work for him. Because it means that, first of all, he's lonely. We know that he works better with a woman in his life because he had a woman lined up before he got rid of the old one. All right? So that's not going to work for him. And it's needlessly hurtful. I mean, and if you're going to do that, he's going to break up with you because it's not what he wants. And this relationship has to meet both of your needs. So the first thing I would do is begin to fashion a social life Monday through Friday. And you can invite him in part of that if you want, but where you get to do whatever you want to do. And maybe it's that you invite him to come and spend, like, Thursday, one of your friends is having a birthday party, and it'd be kind of fun to have an escort. So you invite him to come. How far away from each other do you live?
We don't live far away from each other, but I commute an hour to work during the week. I guess that makes it a little bit challenging because, really, I don't, you know, after I get off, I really, my time consists of just hanging out at the house, you know.
Well, but doesn't have to. I mean, even if you get off at 5 and it's an hour commute, you're home at 6.
Yeah.
Or he can meet you where you work. I mean, look, I think you need to think of more the block of time that is yours completely at this moment, 100%, is Monday through Friday or Monday through, you know, probably Friday night. So think about doing two things with that. First of all, designing that time of things you want to do.
Right.
All right. So with your friends and it's perfectly okay to include him. And in fact, I think it would be very smart to say, hey, listen, you know, a bunch of us are getting together after work. I'd love for you to come and meet some of the people that I talk about. So Wednesday, there's a birthday party. Why don't you meet me at work at 5 o'clock and we'll go together. Okay. And he'd love that. You'd love that. Your friends get to meet somebody, but, and the other days you get to do anything you want with your friends. Then on the weekends, especially if you invite him occasionally on the weekends, because part of the reason that we do everything his way is he's the one who makes all the plans. You're not making any plans. You're not including him. So make your plans during the week for you. Make some plans during the week that include him. And that way, I mean, hopefully you'll tire him out a little bit. So maybe some Friday night or Saturday night he says, let's stay home, or you know, I'm not feeling well, or GD. And if you suggest, for example, on Saturday night, instead of going to his friend's dinner party, that the two of you just take in a movie just together. I think you need to take a more active role, not only during the week, but even on the weekends.
Okay.
And that way, I think you'll see. I mean, it will either meet both of your expectations. He can rest up during the week, so on the weekend, it's not unreasonable for him to say, look, I don't get to see you at all during the week, so when I see you on the weekends, I really want to be around you. And you don't plan anything, it sounds like, Kate, so he does all the planning, and then you're miffed that you're always spending time with his friends, and he's glad to see you. Well, but the problem is not the weekends. The problem is you're not doing anything during the week for yourself, and you're also not inviting him to do anything with you during the weekend, during the week as well. So just think about that.
Yeah.
Why does it sound like you think that's a terrible idea?
I don't know. I guess I'm always afraid I'm getting locked into something, you know, because if I come over on the weekend and do things or whatever, he gets really excited about it, and then all of a sudden I say, he's getting so used to it.
Look, I think you're going to have to accept the fact that he's more into you than you were into him. That, I mean, the idea that two people are into each other exactly the same doesn't often happen, and even if it happens, it comes and goes. I mean, what's the issue? Are your parents, were your parents together?
Well, they split up when we were, you know, my sibling and I were teenagers.
Yeah, it sounds to me.
I guess my mother was very controlling, I guess is what it comes down to. Well, and I didn't feel like I had any choices. I didn't even feel like I could leave home. She guilted me to the point where I stayed home even into adulthood, and I felt like I had to run away from home to get away from her.
Well, but Kate, it's not accidental that you picked a man literally old enough to be your father, and now you're treating him like your father. But it's not that he's controlling, even though... And look, the idea is not even that he's controlling. The idea is that you're so passive. Stop being so passive.
Okay.
Think about the week as yours, the weekdays as yours, and invite him for part of it. So you'll have... Because if you invite... He wants to spend time with you, and you make it really difficult. And then you act like a pain in the neck when he wants to do something and he's really excited to see you. So either decide that this guy doesn't work for you at all and figure out a way to pay off your loans on your own, or be more accommodating because you're doing more of what you want and you're including him in your life as well as him including you in his. I don't think that he's controlling. I think you're right that you're still haunted by your mom's controlling, but you're grown up now. You don't have to do that. Give it a try.
Right.
Call me back if you need me. Alrighty?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tiger. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay!
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. Again, that's vanishingcash.com.